There's a major dispute about the nature of Chol HaMoed, and frankly, the dispute within the Rambam's characterization itself. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yantif, the Rambam discusses the status of Chol HaMoed. And both the Magid Mishnah and the Gaos Maimonios drew the conclusion, based on the Rambam's language, that the Rambam thought that the Isser Melacha of Chol HaMoed was a Dinder Rabbanan. The Rambam uses the expression Divrei Sofrim. That expression can be very ambiguous in the Rambam, depending on the circumstance. The Rambam says a person who does Melacha on Chol HaMoed is subject to Makas Mardus, which typically is affiliated with an Isser Dirabbanan. But the truth of the matter is that this is not the only view of the Rambam, and frankly, I find it very difficult to imagine that the Rambam actually was in agreement here with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam starts his presentation of Chol HaMoed. He says, it's true, Afal pi shelo nikra shabason, right? The Torah says, Bayom HaRishon shabason, or Bayom HaShvi'i shabason, context of Pesach, or the context of Sukkot, or Bayom HaShmini, Atzeres Tielachem, Shabason, etc. Says, Afal pi shelo nikra shabason, nikra mikra kodesh. It is called mikra kodesh. Not only is it called mikra kodesh, but the Rambam says in the Mikdash, you could bring a karban chagiga. So if you didn't bring the karban chagiga on the first day of Yantif, you could bring the karban on Chol HaMoed. So those are two halachos mido raisa. Those aren't rabbinic law. That's clearly Torah law. So what do you do with Makas Mardus? Well, the Rambam says many times if a person violates an Issa da raisa, let's say a person eats chametz becholshu on Pesach. So you have to eat a kizayis to be chayiv kares. So the Rambam says you get Makas Mardus. Let's say a person is in violation of Bali Ra, Bali Matze. So the Rambam says, unless there was an affiliated Maisa, which is interesting, it's Lav Shein B'Maisa, unless there's an affiliated Maisa, we give the person Makas Mardus, etc., etc. So again, the Rambam clearly holds that those are Yisurei D'Oraisa, so we have an entire constellation of Yisurim for the Rambam that, let's say, for technical reasons, we wouldn't be able to give Malkos Mid'Oraisa. Let's say there's no explicit Lav in the Torah, that would be a very good reason. There doesn't appear to be a Lav in the Torah that says you can't do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but that doesn't mean that there isn't an Isser Malacha Midaraisa. Now that Isser Malacha, you might characterize as an Isser Asay. That might emerge from its status as Mikra Kodesh. I do think that's actually what the Rambam means when he says it's called Mikra Kodesh. So the basis of an Isser Malacha is the Asay of creating a sense of Mikra Kodesh. And the Rambam says, yeah, the Isser Malacha was patterned by the rabbis, on the Isser Malacha of Yantif itself, but that doesn't mean it's a purely rabbinic construct. And again, you know, the Bali Atosus, Rabbeinu Tam, will say, well, look at all the things that are permissible. For example, you can do Melechas Davar Ha'avad. So people go to work on Chol HaMoed because, you know, you don't want to get fired. You already took off for Rosh Hashanah, you already took off for Yom Kippur, you took off for the first day of Sukkot, you took off Shmini Tzara Simchas Torah. How many days can you miss? So people are going to go to work because it's a Davar Ha'avad for a person, you know, to be fired, even to lose a significant amount of money. Or you do Melacha Letzarech HaMoed, you do Melacha Letzarech HaRabim, or you can do what's called Meleches Hedyot, where it's not a professional kind of labor. So these basic categories are allowed. So Rabbeinu Tam will look at this and say, oh, it's clearly rabbinic law. The rabbis established it in some places, Hey Mamru, V'Hey Mamru. But that's not, you know, really the entire picture. Very often we have in halacha where the Torah will itself say, okay, malacha's asr on Chol HaMoed, but we're going to leave it to the rabbis to shape and to pattern what exactly the scope of the isr malacha is. That's a concept we call misaran hakasuv l'chachanim. The Torah told the rabbis, okay, you figure out how to apply the isr malacha on Chol HaMoed. We're not going to let you figure it out on a yantif. That the Torah itself determined. Ach asher ye'achel ochel nefesh. It's a heter for ochel nefesh. It's not a heter for anything else. Shabbos and Yom Kippur is not even a heter of ochel nefesh. When it comes to Malach and Chol HaMoed, the Torah empowered the rabbis. God said to the rabbis, you figure out where the Yisra Malach applies, where it doesn't apply. The Rambam particularly liked this idea. So just another parallel on Yom Kippur. When it comes to Achila and Shasiya, the Rambam thinks that's included when the Torah says, V'nisem esnaf shaseichem. What about the other Inuyim? So Rabbeinu Tam will say the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam will say the other inuyim are dirabanan. So not washing, not anointing yourself, marital relations, nilas hasandal, those are all rabbinic. The Rambam will tell you, no, those are d'oraisa as well. They're derived from Torah Shebaal Peh. But again, the rabbis were empowered to determine where they apply, where they don't apply. So let's say you have a recently married woman, so you don't want to create any friction in the marriage, especially early on. It's a very sensitive time point in the marriage, right? The Torah itself said that the husband should be available for his wife that entire year. So the rabbi said, if you have a recently married woman, a kala, rochetzes es paneha. So Rabbeinu Tam looked at that and said, yeah, it's clearly rabbinic law, because otherwise the rabbis wouldn't be empowered to allow a bride to wash her face. The Rambam says no. Misara nakasav l'chachamim. Okay, so when you try to figure out what the status of Chol HaMoed is, there's all kinds of implications. One of which we experienced this morning. The more that you think the status of Chol HaMoed is really midoraisa, that the oath, so to speak, of Shabbos and Yontif applies in Chol HaMoed as well, the less likely you are to believe that one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, right? It's a very natural extension. Reichitas HaRama was that people should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's a whole discourse, maybe we'll get to it, why that seems to be diminishing on an annual basis, why you see fewer and fewer and fewer people putting on tefillin. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people go to Israel, and in Israel they don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because it was settled by the Hasidim and the Talmidei HaGra, which are two groups that didn't put on tefillin. So the mainstream position in Europe was to put on the tefillin, but people lost touch with that after the war. I think it's an interesting phenomenon. But again, the more that you believe that, let's say, you go in the general direction of the Balei HaTosos, that any Yisra Malacha on Chol HaMoed is purely an Yisra Derabanan, the more motivated you should be to say that, yeah, of course there should be tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I mean, what right do you have not to put on tefillin? Tefillin is not just a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the Rambam says it's really eight mitzvahs d'oraisa, because you have tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, you have four parshios, so you do the multiple, and it's already eight mitzvahs d'oraisa, and that's a very significant mitzvah. How can you risk missing a day of tefillin if you don't really think the oath, in terms of the iser melacha of Chol HaMoed, is really a din d'oraisa? The more that you take my understanding of the Rambam, not the Hagos Maimonios and Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, but understanding of the Rambam that really the Yisra Malach of Chol HaMoed emerges from its status of Mikra Kodesh, it's really primarily a Din D'oraisa that the rabbis, again, may have worked on a little bit, Misara Nakasav HaChachamim, the more motivated you'll be to say that when it comes to Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that we should skip it entirely, which again has become clearly the dominant position within our community. So more on some of the Dinei Chol HaMoed, God willing, tomorrow.